Consent agenda.
I think all we've got on there is, no, we got two items on there, don't we? We've got the minutes from last October 15th meeting, and then also our investment policy every year. Our financial advisor makes a few tweaks to the investment policy. Usually it's just typos he's correcting, and I think that's probably the case there. There's not much there other than just changed a few words, the names of a few words, but it didn't change the substance of any of our investment policy.
Make a motion to approve the consent items.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item two, consider and take action on the 2018-2019 budget revision.
Last month, I asked you guys to do a budget revision on that, on the house that we bought from the Keith family. And my initial idea was to take that money out of our debt service account. We had that $200,000 extra in the debt service account. My initial plan. Once we sent that over to the accountant, he let me know we couldn't do that. You can take money from your operating budget and put it into your debt service account, but you can't take money that's been collected as debt service money and put it back in your op. So we couldn't do that. I should have known that, but I didn't. I can fix.
The school was already on that earlier, you know, in the last election. Take money out of your debt service.
You what?
That's why schools. You have to take it to the public when you do it. That's what those schools were doing when they were trying to. They weren't increasing their taxes, but everybody read it just out because they were going to.
Really? They were taking money out of their debt service account that had been collected as debt? I think, you know, and I think.
The budget had been approved.
After I got, after.
And it may not be that way again today.
I think that it is. I think that it is the way. There is a process where you can do it, but it's not worth our while to do it. What I'm recommending that we do is that we just go ahead and take that money out of our operating budget, and then next year at tax time, I'll just adjust our tax rate a little bit. I'll tweak our tax rate so that we under-collect $200,000 on the tax, on the debt service, and then that way we'll just work the money out of the account. We'll just collect less money at tax time next year, so we'll fix it that way. But
when
for
you
now,
reduce it like that puts the $200,000 in next year's collection that will come in from the general fund that is not encumbered.
That's correct.
And so it's simply a 12-month cycle of getting it corrected,
right,
where it ends up, like you said.
I'll lessen our debt service tax, so we'll collect $200,000 less. And I'll increase our general fund tax rate,
right.
So we'll just collect that money, more money, an extra $200,000 in the debt, in the general fund.
Well, when you can do it, that's the best way, you know.
Yeah.
Right. It's a clean deal.
I move that we authorize the general manager to increase the park improvement line item by $230,000.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Item three, consider and take action on the annual water line contract.
We rebid our annual water line contract. We got two bids this time. We got one from CJB, which is always, has, well, not always. They've been doing our work for about the last 3 years. And we got one from
Fambro.
Fambro's has had our contract a couple of times before. Both of them are good contractors. Like to see them bid against each other. CJB was the low bidder. You can look at the bid tab there. The way we calculated is we looked at the next two jobs coming up, one of them being Deer Trail in Kirk Estates over there, and the other one being the extension going to Eagle's Nest. CJB, it's gonna, by using CJB, it's gonna cost us $377,000. Fambro had been the only bid, it would have cost us $449,000. So CJB was a low bidder by $72,000.
That's a pretty good difference.
It is a pretty good difference. CJB's kept their price the same for the last 3 years. They you know, they like working with John. They know what to expect of him. I think they're making money, and they like having a crew in Somerville County.
Why aren't
there different numbers, I mean, amounts on the bids?
$1.273.
What, the third line, $7,000, and CJB, $4,000. It's like they were bidding on different quantities.
No, the actual,
That's a fire hydrant.
I'll take that, that third line item is fire hydrants times two. So that job had two fire hydrants, and Fambro had bid $7,319 per fire,
per fire hydrant.
Per fire hydrant, and CJB. And that's a good item to pick out.
That's huge difference.
It's a huge difference, yes.
That's a difference.
That's a good item to pick out, because, you know, we put in lots of fire hydrants, and that's, you know, you say, we're saving $3,000 per fire hydrant right there with CJB.
Yeah, okay.
No, I like the way you do that. That's about as fair as you can get by just taking two jobs.
Yeah.
Here's what's on there, shoot the number.
Yeah.
You know what? The fire hydrants would kill them, because see, the next job has six fire hydrants.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got almost $20,000 difference on the second job. So right there between the fire hydrants alone is $30,000.
Yeah, you can't ever tell what these contractors are thinking. But if you look at that second line item, that's an interesting one. That's the only line item that Fambro was low on, and it's the most common. It's the 6-inch water line. Fambro was at $18 per foot on installing 6-inch water line in dirt, and CJB is at $22.25. So CJB's $4.25 higher
for the most common line.
For the most common line item, and I think that Fambro, you know, thought if they could get that 6-inch water line, the cheaper that they might win the bid, but it didn't work out. There's too many other things that go into these projects other than just the water line.
I make a motion we enter into a contract with CJB as printed.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Item number four, consider take action on the surplus real estate. We need to go into executive session on that under the Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas Government Code annotated chapter 551 subchapter D is amended section 551.071 at 8:09 a.m.
I make a motion we authorize the general manager to dispose of the surplus property in Sunset Park as discussed in executive session.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Number five, consider and take action on COLA for retirees.
When we had some discussion on this COLA for retirees, we haven't done it, and every year that we prepare our budget, we get asked by TCDRS if we want to do a COLA, and we've said no. This year we ended up budgeting 1% COLA for our two retirees. It's a flat rate COLA. It's a one-time fee of $3,085. That funds that COLA for as long as Kathy and Larry live. And that's the.
Does this require a budget amendment?
Yeah. No, it's just the board has to do a resolution to allow us to do it and authorize us to spend that $3,085.
I make a motion we approve the resolution as printed.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Abstain.
Let the record show Mr. Larry Flynn abstained from the vote. Number six, general manager's report.
We got the Keith property purchased. When I negotiated that deal, agreed to let Bubba stay there for a little while, for a few months while he's getting out. So he's in the process of getting all his junk off the property, and we're fixing to get in there. He's got a bunch of junk on that property.
Have we closed on it yet?
We closed on it, so it's ours. He's a tenant. He's provided us with it with renter's insurance, and so we've got a short term lease with him. So We're gonna get in there. Karen's already looked at it. Karen's gonna tell us what to take out, what to cut down, and what to not cut down. So we'd agreed to give him a 2 or 3 weeks to get all of his crap out of the yard so that we can get in there and start looking and cleaning it up. So.
What's your opinion on the cane?
Yeah, it's considered invasive.
Can we get rid of it?
Oh yeah, it's not too bad.
One thing that's not on my report here is over the last, about 4, 5, 6 days, we've had a lot of complaints, and it's mainly on social media. We had a couple of phone calls about the water is just a little bit stained, and if you're just using it and drinking it, you don't really notice it. But if you fill up a bathtub, it's like most lake water is year round. I mean, it's got just a little bit of a yellow tint to it if you get a whole bathtub full of it. And the reason that it's doing it is we had such a sudden shift from, 80 degree weather to 35 degree weather. Our lake turned over real quick this year. Normally, I think it turns over a little bit slower. We don't get that stained water like a lot of lakes get. But this year we got it, and it slug of it went out into the system. I don't think we're using it anymore. Everything that we made while the lake was turning over, it's already out in the system. But people are still asking about it and complaining about it a little bit. It's not harmful at all. It's just you can't filter with the filter plant that we've got down there. You can't filter out that stain. I think with a conventional sand plant, you could probably do it, but with our filter, you can't filter it out. It's not dangerous at all. But it's if anybody says anything to you, that's just what it was. Naturally occurring process when that lake turns over and it stains the water a little bit.
It'll quit pretty quick.
Another week it'll be gone. Holiday work schedule, just reminding you guys, y'all had back in February, I think, when we approved this holiday schedule, we had decided to take off again that week between Christmas and New Year's. That worked good last year, and we were going to do that this year, and hopefully we can keep doing it until we just get so big that we can't. But we do have guys on call during that week. We're just handling emergency calls during that week, but nothing else. It worked out pretty good. Next item is the extension list. It hadn't changed since we met last time. We've been waiting, to get this contract rebid before it'll change. Then we've got the bank account balances. You'll notice the top account, the general fund account, it's down to $1.6 million. That reflects having purchased that that house, so it'll be down at $230,000 until we get it put back in there at the end of the year. At the end of next year. Then we've got our water usage report. Like we sold.
Quite a great water, didn't
they? They did. We're in about the same spot that we were last October. Yeah. And we're up 91 customers over last October, but the amount of water sold is about the same. Next report is the park report. See, so through October, we've raised $82,000 at the park, which is unbelievable to me that we make that much money at that park. 4 years ago, we were making, at this point, we were at $43,000. So we're almost double what we were making 4 years ago. 2 years ago, the last year that we had bass boats on the lake, we made $71,000. So we're making more money than we were
we're not losing any money.
Haven't stopped the bass boats from coming out. It's really made the
made it a better lake.
Yeah. We have a lot of scuba divers. Really made it popular with the scuba divers when we pulled the bass boats off of it.
Is that the same one that have been coming out doing scuba diving, the training school?
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of different dive shops out of the Metroplex that are bringing their people down here now. You know, they don't worry. But when we had the bass boats, you know, the bass boats had to run their motors right there at the ramp to get them loaded. And, you know, that's where the scuba divers kind of congregate is out there in front of that. So that it's made it, it has worked out well. That's all I've got.
I'm moving to adjourn.
Motion second for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.